I love, Jonathan, that you're starting to see the who more clearly, and that that is leading you to the places, virtual or otherwise.
Yes, physical places.
That together are starting to assemble a plan of steps. Is there anything else you want to add to that, to this question?
No, not at this stage. This is a planning stage I like.
Oh, good.
You know, if I look back to professional life, mm-hmm. I think that part of strategy where you're looking ahead.
Yeah. Six moves down the board.
Yeah, the phases. And
anticipating the possibilities.
It's fun. That's fun.
Good. It's fun. And I love also that you don't feel encumbered at all, limited at all, by the fact that you cannot see all of the steps yet.
No. And I'm
very commendable.
Yes. And I'm hanging on to it as a good thing, actually.
It is a good thing.
Yes. As I said just a while ago, I don't want to take energy. I think I would take energy out of it by going away, sitting down and turning it into a manifesto, for example. Mm-hmm.
Or a year-long plan.
Right, yeah.
With all the various tactics and all of that.
Yes.
And as you said earlier, could be moot by the time you get to that. Irrelevant because things have changed. None of this is carved in stone.
No, exactly. And stone's a great word. But I was just going to say that we're back into that very healthy tension between the core of the vision, which needs to be certain and to have confidence, and to a small degree is set on a small stone within your own heart, not forever, but you hang on to something that feels right, true. But then you've got the little give that is necessary as well. So also back to the idea of a collective where, you know, we're not drawing organograms here. It's a collective. It's necessarily and positively, healthily loose in its early days because it doesn't have hierarchy. It doesn't have shape.
It's supple too, isn't it?
Right. And it's bound together, you hope, if the vision has got legs and energy and emotional resonance and it's going to mean something to people. It's that energy that will bind it together in the early days. Beyond that, it will need more, but in the early days.
Well, if you think of a perimeter and what do we do with a space, you know, a piece of land, sometimes we claim for protection, preservation. We live in a neighborhood. We frame our piece of land with a fence. But fences are rigid structures. Some can be permeated if there are holes in them, little things can get through. Some cannot. Some are higher, thicker than others. They are meant to fence in something, to limit with hard borders. That's not what your vision is. It shouldn't be what any vision is, but yours, again, of universal. And even within the European Union, and now you're talking about the UK, the perimeters are expanding, are they not? The expanse of it.
Yeah, very much so.
And it could even be across the sea.
Yes.
The big pond.
Yes.
Because it is universal.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All of that rings true, really. All of it.
Good. Would you like to go back to the question in summary, please?
Yes. How will this change take place? What's your plan? If you haven't thought that through yet, if you've not thought that through far enough yet, no gift like the present. So what's your plan? What I'm sticking with here is I have a very clear sense of how all these different parts can fit together. I see that very clearly. I see the relationship
Fantastic.
Between myself and the vision itself, the relationship between the vision and text, different lengths, the relationship between myself and the first circles of people, starting with friends and particular friends, but then beyond that, wider institutions, wider groupings, being open to the serendipity of a chance email that suddenly hits the mark and makes you think, hang on. So all of this, I can see how it fits together